This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Greg, who is in our Southampton Centre of ATL. Greg, before we start, could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I'm a self-employed builder. I've been self-employed for the last 4.5 years. At the moment, I feel the market is a bit rubbish. It's really hard to find work about.
How long have you been self-employed builder? I mean, how did you start it?
I just got asked to work up at a builder. So I used to work in the builders merchants. And I used to deal with the builders, quite a few of them. And a few of them approached me and said, do you want to work for them for a bit? So I thought, yeah, I'll give it a go. They said it's on a self-employed basis. And was self-employed with them for about 3 years.
Craig, obviously you have been a self-employed builder for a number of years now.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what made you decide to do the plumbing course and become a qualified plumber?
I just wanted to get a bit of qualifications behind me and just basically help me to have a good future so I can apply for my, you know, so I can plan for my family and give them a better life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you fancied getting more qualified and having more qualification. So you came to our Train for Trade Skills Centre in Southampton. And how are you finding the practical training?
A bit daunting at first, but as soon as you get into it, you kind of like, you know, you get going at it.
And are you finding the work you have been doing as a self-employed builder useful to your current training?
Yeah, because I can do most things. I can tile, bathroom, plaster, so I can do quite a few things, and it'll help in plumbing.
But I'm sure there are people out there who have no experience of plumbing and experience in the building sector.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
I'd just say if they want to change career and go in the right direction, if you can get yourself a trade beyond the back of you, then, you know, fair play, carry on.
So don't think that if they have no experience, that can be a boundary for them to requalify. There will be always an opportunity for them to catch up and to learn the trade.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter if you've got no experience behind the back of you or, you know, how old you are. It's just sometimes, you know, if you get teach the right way, you can pick it up.
And how are you managing your studying commitments from home with your family life?
I usually do about an hour a day. And then usually on the weekends I do a few more hours. But sometimes it can be a big struggle with sorting out your own business and work commitments and family commitments. But you can find the time for it.
And you're saying you're going to set up your own business. How is it going?
I'm not very good at the moment.
What are your future aspirations in the business? Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Basically, I wish it was. I wish the economy was a little bit more better. But hopefully, given time, it should pick up a lot more in the building trade. So hopefully, me doing this plumbing course would help my business a lot. So yeah, that's right. That's it, really.
And do you think by you becoming more qualified and getting the plumbing qualification would give you more work in future?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, that's the plan.
What things have you been most enjoying of your practical training?
Just getting down to it, getting your head into it and actually doing the stuff and actually doing the practical stuff than the study material, because sometimes you look into it and you think, bit daunting in the books, but then once you start getting to bend the pipes and you solder the pipes, and it's really good.
So after actually you come into the centre, everything starts to make sense from the
it does, yeah.
From the books, yeah. Craig, it has been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you best of luck in future.
Thank you very much. You're well.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.